You know, earlier this year, I'd read a book called Canoeing the Mountains, and it was a leadership book, and they used Lewis and Clark kind of as a backdrop to these leadership lessons. And it really kind of piqued my curiosity, and so after reading that, I read Stephen Ambrose's book called An Undaunted Courage, about the Lewis and Clark expedition. You know, I have to admit, there's something inside of me that craves adventure, and Lewis and Clark definitely had that. I mean, can you imagine traveling across the country? I mean, they had maps that where the Missouri River would go up, and then it just stopped. And then everything beyond that was completely unknown. But as I was reading this book, a connection began to form in my mind, and it became connected to Advent. Because Advent is in itself an adventure, and so today we're going to be starting or talking about our own great adventure into the unknown. So in 1804, Meriwether Lewis and William Clark led the Corps of Discovery on an expedition westward. They carried maps that showed them the Missouri River for a while, but beyond the river's source, the paper simply faded into blank space. The rest of the trip was going to be pure conjecture, a wide expanse simply labeled the unknown. They knew where they were starting, but they didn't know what was awaiting them. They were on this journey, and they had limited information. They had limited supplies, and they had no guarantee that they would return safely. And yet they stepped into the unknown, not because they were reckless, but because they were hopeful. They trusted that what lay ahead mattered more than what they were leaving behind. And it wasn't just some sort of blind optimism or wishful thinking. It was a courageous hope anchored in conviction. Hope is what made them move, even when their map failed. Isaiah chapter 40 and Mark 13 tell a similar story of hope beyond the map. Both those two chapters speak to a people standing on the edge of uncertainty. Israel's in exile, chapter 40 of Isaiah. They're longing for home. Mark 13 talks about the disciples trying to understand a future where Jesus hints at tribulation and the end of an age. In both settings, God's people are not given a full map as to what lies ahead, but they are given a promise that God has not abandoned them and that something new was coming. Now, in one stretch of their expedition, Lewis and Clark, they reached the Missouri River's upper water, only to realize that this isn't what we had expected. They had expected the Pacific coast and a way for trade and expansion. What they found was this seemingly unending series of waterfalls and rapids that would consume weeks of back-breaking portage. What they thought was going to be a gentle rolling river was instead a roar of white water. The expedition had planned. They had strategized. They had drawn maps as to the best information they had. And then when they arrived, the reality was completely different. I don't know about you, but I've lived long enough to know that sometimes the map I had hoped for isn't the one that I received. The path that I assumed was going to be level, unpredictable, turned out to be filled with unexpected detours and bends and obstacles. And then we move beyond the map. We move into the unplanned and the unpredictable. And that is where God speaks the very first words of Advent. Comfort and promise and faithfulness. I think we all know what uncertainty feels like. And I'm sure if we took a poll, none of us like it. None of us like that feeling of uncertainty. We want answers. We want clarity. We want a nice, neat map, right? Perfectly laminated with everything clearly labeled. And as a church, right, we understand this in community as well, right? The church, we make our plans. We set goals. We look ahead to ministry initiatives and budgets and outreach events and vision for the future. We pray and we prepare and we dream. And then we find ourselves navigating terrain that looks nothing like we had expected. And you might be experiencing something similar today. You might be going through some unfamiliar terrain in your life. Maybe you've received a diagnosis that you weren't expecting, or a financial strain, a fractured relationship, or a fear about what's coming next. A quiet question about where is God in all of this? And then Advent enters the space. The space where we wait for God to act, even though we don't see the full picture yet. You know, Lewis and Clark moved forward not because they knew everything, but because they trusted that what lay ahead was worth the journey. And Advent, it invites us into the same exact posture. We're not sure about what's going to happen tomorrow. We don't know every detail, but we know the one who leads us. The terrain may shift underneath our feet. The horizon may look foggy, but God's promise remains firm. Isaiah chapter 40 was written to a people who feel like they're in exile, not only geographically, but emotionally and spiritually. Their world had collapsed. Their expectations had shattered. Their map, right, their sense of home, their sense of control was gone. And right in the midst of all of that upheaval, God declares, comfort. Comfort, my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem. Proclaim to her that her hard service has been completed, that her sin has been paid for, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all of her sins. A voice of one calling in the wilderness. In the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Isaiah doesn't offer platitudes. He offers a promise that God is still faithful, even when everything else around us feels uncertain. Isaiah paints this picture of a God who comes like a shepherd, who's tender and present, guiding his flock through an uncertain land. Isaiah 40:11 says that. It says, he tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. In the ancient world, shepherds were wilderness navigators. They knew the unmarked paths. They knew the hidden water and where all the safe crossings were. They were guides and protectors and caretakers, especially in shifting terrain. The people in Isaiah's day felt lost. They felt like the wilderness, their circumstances were swallowing them up. And God's promise wasn't, you'll figure it all out, or y'all need to get your act together. God's promise to his people was, I will come to you. I will guide you. I will comfort you. I will not abandon you. And then we turn to the Gospel of Mark, where Jesus begins speaking about the end of the age. And certainly, you've got some dramatic imagery here. Mark 13, 24 and 26 say this, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from the sky, and the heavenly bodies will be shaken. At that time, people will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. It sounds a little frightening at first, right? But Jesus' purpose isn't fear, it's faith. What Jesus was saying is that even when everything else around you looks unstable, I am still coming. I am still faithful. I am still the Lord of history. The people of Jesus' day were living under Roman oppression. They had political uncertainty and religious tension and everyday fear. Sounds a little familiar, doesn't it? Different country, different time, same human condition. And Jesus' message was this: the world may shake, but God does not. The skies may change, but God's faithfulness does not change. History may twist and turn, but God's story ends in redemption. And then Jesus gives one simple instruction. Be on guard. Stay alert. Watch for him. Not watch with anxiety. Not watch with panic. But watch with anticipation. Advent watching. Advent hope. You know, Lewis and Clark faced multiple moments where they had no certainty about what was coming ahead, but they kept going. Not because they knew the path, but because they believed that their mission was worthwhile, that the horizon ahead held promise, and that resources would be provided for them along the way. We see in their journey something I think profoundly biblical. They kept moving through uncertainty with trust. Trust in something bigger than themselves. And Advent encourages us to do exactly the same thing. Right, throughout Scripture, God's people rarely received a detailed plan. What they received was a faithful God. You know, God doesn't promise that life's going to be predictable, but God promises that he will be present. Advent is God's declaration that his faithfulness is greater than the uncertainty. And so what does that mean for us today? I think, first of all, I think it means that we can trust God even when we can't see the whole map. You don't need to have the next 5 years planned out. You don't need to know how every problem will be solved. You don't need clarity. And Sophia, in a recent class that she's taking, she had to kind of figure out what life would be like after college. And so she's creating a budget, and she came home for Thanksgiving break and said, oh, mom, dad, I've got the, you know, the first couple years after college all figured out. I hope. As much as we all crave that kind of clarity, we don't need that. What we need is a shepherd who carries his lambs close to his heart. Your calling in this moment is simple. Prepare him room, stay awake, and watch for his faithfulness. Secondly, you can bring your uncertainty honestly before God. You know, I think it's great that God doesn't ask us to pretend that everything is fine. He doesn't ask us to hide our fear. He doesn't ask us to minimize our worry. The people who were in exile cried out. The disciples asked questions. The early church wondered if God would come through. And God met them every step of the way. And so maybe your uncertainty today is around a medical test or a strained marriage, a rebellious child, or a financial gap. Maybe it's the shifting workplace or a fear about our world. Maybe it's simply a burden that you just can't name yet. Church, Advent reminds us that God sees you, that God knows, that God comes. Thirdly, I think we're invited to live expectantly. Even when the world grows dark, Jesus says to look up because redemption is drawing near. To live expectantly means praying with trust, worshiping with hope, serving with love, giving generously, preparing for God's arrival, believing that God is already moving. Expectancy isn't some naive optimism. Expectancy is confidence in the God who has always been faithful. And fourthly, you can move forward even if the road is foggy. You know, Lewis and Clark did not wait for perfect clarity. They moved when the moment called for movement. And Advent invites us to do exactly the same, to take the next step, to make the next call, to offer the next prayer, to extend the next kindness, to pursue the next act of obedience, because God is already ahead of you. And like the core of discovery, we are explorers of God's grace, navigating a landscape that is sometimes familiar, sometimes unpredictable, but we do not travel alone. We travel with one another, and we travel with a faithful God. And so as we begin this Advent season, we declare as a community, right, we will trust God in the uncertainty. We will prepare him room in our hearts and in our church. We will watch with expectancy for his arrival. We will comfort one another with the comfort that God gives, that we will walk this road together no matter what the map looks like. Because Advent is not the season of perfect clarity. Advent is the season of faithful hope. It is the season of holy anticipation. It is the season where God whispers, comfort, comfort my people. And just as the core of discovery kept paddling through unknown waters, we continue to move forward in faith because the one who calls us is faithful. and the one who promised will surely come again. Let us pray. Gracious God, we are grateful for this season of Advent, a season of mystery, a season of hope. And today, O God, we recognize that we may not know what's going to happen this week, let alone what's going to happen tomorrow. Help us, God, to hear you speak. Help us to hear the words comfort and hope, because we know we can trust that the God who came once will come again. Come, thou long-expected Jesus, born to set your people free. Thank you, Jesus. And it's in your name we pray. Amen. I think there's a reason why God doesn't give us the entire map. You know, we were just singing this song. I've got the lyrics right in front of me, and I didn't see that it continued on the next page. I'm thinking we're done. Yeah, I know, I looked over. We don't have it in us to follow the plans from beginning to end. God promises to be a light into our path. He promises to illuminate our next step. And he asks us to trust in him. And so, church, as we enter into this season of Advent, this season of hope, let us place our hope in the God who came for us while we were still sinners, in this God who has promised to come again and take us home with him. Let us pray. Lord God, again, we are so very grateful for you. We are grateful for your promise. We are grateful for the hope that you give to us. Lord, when our path seems shaky, when our map goes blank, help us, God, to place our hope and confidence in you, the God who has promised to never leave us or forsake us. Thank you for being the one that we journey with. Thank you for being the one we celebrate today. Jesus, it is in your name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you, church. Have a wonderful, wonderful Sunday.